Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing a week's focus we began yesterday on learning to wait. An incredible topic in Scripture, a not so popular topic in life. So this week, as we break down some of how we wait, some of the attitudes that are necessary to wait, some of how we grow in wait, today we're going to look specifically at waiting with expectation. The psalmist writes and talks about laying his request before the Lord. And as he lays this request before the Lord, he says he waits with expectation. You see, there is a difference between simply waiting and waiting with expectation. Waiting without expectation seems to be, well, the kind of waiting that gives the whole process a bad name. But see, waiting with expectation says that I'm expecting something at the end of this period of waiting. In the psalmist's case, he's expecting an answer from God. He's expecting God to join in the conversation that we call prayer. And one of the difficulties I think that we have in this growing in a lifestyle of prayer is learning to wait with expectation. God's answers, God's timing, God's response is rarely when we want it. And often it's not what we want fully. I believe as we grow, as we mature, God's Spirit helps to refine our request. Our prayers are more in line with God's will, and it's more often that the things that we expect, the things that we anticipate, is the way that God turns out working and accomplishing things. But when He says that His ways are higher than our ways, then we need to believe that not only are they higher, but they're better. And there are times, I believe, that we've laid our requests before God and we've waited. And whether we've learned to wait with expectation or not, we waited and God answered and we missed it. It wasn't what we wanted. God provides, and we were expecting something completely different. We find ourselves in a struggle financially, and we pray that God would provide. And He sends a message through a friend, through a newspaper ad, through some means of a help wanted advertisement. And we miss it. We were expecting a check in the mailbox. And sometimes God provides that way, but often He provides by giving us opportunities. So that we're involved in the answer. And so when we wait with expectation, it's not about predefining what the answer looks like. It's about expecting an answer. To be looking for it. To consider how the things that God brings into our life, the things that surround us, might be a part of that answer. When we begin to expect God, then we start looking. You see, this idea of waiting with expectation says that I know there's an eventual end to this type of waiting, to this period of waiting, to this moment. It's kind of like, as I've talked about before, it's kind of like waiting, knowing that something's coming, but not really sure what it is. The household I grew up with, that was primarily Christmas and birthdays. I would grow up, and my brothers and sister and I, and we would rather consistently make our requests known to Mom and Dad. But we learned to wait with expectation. Never quite sure what parts of that list that they would respond to and what parts they wouldn't. But at least eventually in our life, we learned that it would always be good. I remember looking back and as an adult and some of the things that Mom and Dad would get me for birthdays. And there wasn't a lot, but there was generally always something that was special. And I could count on that. I remember one year as a child, I got an ice cream freezer, a hand crank ice cream freezer to make homemade ice cream. And some may think, what kind of gift is that for a kid? Oh, I loved that gift. And it was a gift that I had wanted. And I began to realize as I looked back on life that I asked for a lot of things. And many of the things that I asked for were important at the time I asked, but were those typical childhood things that were rather fleeting. And I think one of the reasons why we see places like the Goodwill stores just full of stuff is because we've not learned this waiting with anticipation and expectation. We get anything we want. Our kids ask for something and we give it to them. And it was a fleeting fad that they really weren't interested in. It just sounded good at the time. And so we buy it and it sits in the closet and eventually it makes its way to a garage sale or a donation bin. But Mom and Dad weren't able to do that when I was growing up. They would listen to my request all year long. And I don't know if it was mentally or there was a system of keeping track. But they were able to weed through all of the stuff that I would ask for. And somehow be aware of the things that were coming up repeatedly over time, over days and months. And in doing so, I could wait with expectation, knowing that while I wouldn't get the positive answer to all of the requests that I had made, that there would be a very meaningful answer. And I think when we go to God and we learn to wait with expectation, we can be confident that He is sorting through all of our requests. And He is understanding fully which requests are simply a fleeting fad that we're not really interested in. It just sounded nice at the time. He fully understands which requests are, well, not even good for us. That we would use in a way that would lead us away from Him. And He fully understands those requests that continually come before Him, that are meaningful to us, that we have spent time allowing His Spirit to refine. And we can be confident when God answers that it's going to be for our good. And we can lay our requests before God and learn to wait with expectation, knowing that at the right time, in the right way, in the right manner, God will answer. And when we wait with expectation, we begin to look for those answers. It's fascinating as we begin to build in our mind a desire for something, how often we notice that someone else has it. If you start looking for a new vehicle, or at least a new to you, something to drive, now pretty soon you'll start seeing them on the road everywhere you go. Because you're looking for them. It's in your mind, and you may not consciously be driving and looking for that specific vehicle every round every corner, but you've put it in your mind that you want it. And you begin looking. And when we put in our mind that God will answer, we begin looking. We begin looking for that answer. And when we pray and lay our requests before God and we call out to Him for healing, for strength, for comfort, we begin looking for the ways that He'll bring those. And sometimes they're in ways that we might expect, but often they're in ways that we didn't expect. An unexpected card, an unexpected phone call, an unexpected message that seemed to have come out of the blue. And when we wait with expectation, we begin to credit God for the work that He does in the heavenly realms through His Spirit as He prompts others. As we wait with expectation, we begin to realize that God's answers are generally not ours. And at times are very different from what we thought. But they're always the best. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You're a God that loves us. And Your love is one that constantly has an eye and ear directed toward us. That we can lay our requests before You and wait with this confident expectation that you will answer and that you are answering. Father, I thank you that you're a God that can sort through all of my requests and weed out those things that are full of selfishness, those things that are have really little meaning to them. It just, I thought I needed it. I thought I wanted it. I didn't really think it through. And you can sort through all of those requests, and I can wait with expectation that you will answer in a way that's good and right. And not just good and right in a generic sense, but good for me and right for me. God, today, as we pray and as we lift our request to you, may we be confident in your answers to the extent that we wait and we expect an answer. And we're looking for it because we know it's coming. And help our growth in this area of waiting with expectation to make us more aware of the answers that we've often missed in the past. The requests that we've laid before you and yet have moved on in our own life, not really expecting an answer. And may our growth in this area change us into being more prayerful and being more attentive, to being a better listener, a better observer, to noticing the details and seeing how the things that you bring about help to answer the requests that we've laid before you. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would learn this important characteristic of waiting with expectation. Father, in a culture that in many ways has grown up with such excess in everything. Not that everybody has it. Not that there aren't those that struggle. But so many times we have failed to learn to wait with expectation, and we fail to teach our children both characteristics, the waiting and the expectation. And some we've not taught to wait, and some we've not taught to expect anything. So, Father, as we deal with the children that are around us in whatever way, may we represent your faithfulness in helping them to learn to wait with expectation, to know the value of waiting, to know the value of promises kept. God, I continue to pray for friends of mine that are struggling in a mighty way today. I pray that you would bring healing and strength and comfort, that even as they wait with expectation, that they would be aware of how you're answering this prayer and how you're answering their prayers, even in the midst of the process that seems long and at times maybe even seems unending. Father, I know that you are a God that hears, you are a God that loves, you are a God that answers. And Father, so especially in those times where we don't seem to be getting the answers that we're looking for, may we be more mindful of the expectation that you are answering, so that we would look more closely to see how you're answering and what your answer is. God, as we live life today, may this anticipation, may this expectation that you are mindful to our request be lived out in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.